At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
You solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
Thank you.
All right. Before we get started with direct examination, I just want to inquire of the witness. Is there a title you go by, investigator, officer, agent, etc.?
Investigator is fine, Your Honor.
Investigator. All right. Investigator, is it Kararic?
Karadic.
Karadic. Have you observed any of this trial since it began, either on the live stream or here in person at all?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone else about testimony they've given in trial?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you for answering those questions. You may go ahead and start your direct, Mr. Pryor.
Investigator, would you state your name and spell your last name for the record for me, please?
Asmir Kararic, K-A-R-A-R-I-C.
All right. Investigator, how are you employed?
I am working right now for Idaho Attorney General's office as an investigator.
In June of approximately 2020, were you employed in the same capacity?
Yes, sir.
At what time were you asked to participate in an investigation regarding Tammy Daybell?
I believe I was assigned this case on April 10th of 2020.
Okay. And on April 10th, was there a ending date for that investigation or your participation?
Our office ended this investigation, I believe, in February of next year. So
at some point you were asked to participate in an investigation, and then in February you were asked to cease that investigation. Is that correct?
Correct.
At some point, did you come to some conclusion regarding the investigation, or was there some other reason for the ceasing of the investigation?
I was asked by my chief to end the investigation because the Fremont County Prosecutor's Office wanted the case back.
Okay. And originally they handed the case to your office. Is that correct?
Correct. For prosecution.
And then at some point they elected to ask that the case be returned to them. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As part of your investigation, did you engage in an interview with a person by the name of Melanie Gibb?
Yes, I did.
And can you recall the date or dates that you interviewed Ms. Gibb?
That was August 5th of 2020.
And as part of that investigation, was that recorded?
Yes, it was.
Was it your normal policy to record interviews of witnesses?
Yes, sir.
And that's generally a good practice, would you agree?
Yes.
To ensure that you get an accurate reflection of what was discussed during the interview, correct?
Correct.
I want to go back, if you can recall, the amount of time you spent during the interview.
The interview was 3 hours, 38 minutes, and I forget the seconds. It's about 182-page report.
Would that be a considerable interview?
Yes.
More so than on the average?
Yes.
Would it tend to be on the large end of an interview?
Yes.
And can you explain to me why the interview took so long?
Well, we had a lot to discuss. I had a lot of questions that I wanted to know from Ms. Gibb. Wanted to know how she was aware of anything in this case, if she knew Lori Vallo, Chad, and their beliefs.
Okay. At any time, did you start asking questions about her personal beliefs?
Well, I clarified some things with her because she said a lot of things that I did not really understand. I didn't understand what she was talking about. But yeah, it did lead to that.
And part of the questioning about that was she was expressing her opinion about her personal beliefs and on topics that you didn't quite even understand what she was talking about?
There was a lot that I didn't understand, so I would have her clarify, but it does, it was on a topic of her personal beliefs.
Okay. It was or was not?
It was. It seemed to be.
Okay. And can you recall what some of the topics that she discussed with you that were part of her personal beliefs that you did not understand?
Your Honor, I'm going to object to relevance as to Ms. Gibb's personal beliefs.
Overruled.
You may answer.
Some of the things that she was talking about is, I call it the scale, the light or dark. She gave me the impression that she can maybe, was able to determine if a person was either light or dark.
Is that something that she advised you of?
She kind of hinted at it.
Okay. And there were other options. She talked about her personal understanding of casting.
She did talk about that.
Okay. She talked about her personal understanding of being able to use vibrations as a means of healing or something to that effect.
Something to that effect, yes.
And these were visions. These were topics that she, in your opinion, she expressed that she had a true belief in. Is that correct?
During the interview, I believe that she believed in that.
Okay. Now, just to reiterate, this was on August 5th of 2020. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it was more than a year after the allegations relating to the start of the case with Mr. Daybell and others. Is that correct?
Your Honor, I would object. I believe that misstates the evidence.
Okay. Sustained.
Now, at the end of this, and would it be fair to say that this was sort of a teaching to view of her religious theories and beliefs?
For me, it was, since I didn't really understand that, it felt like she was educating me a lot about her beliefs.
Okay. Okay. And she didn't say where she got these beliefs from, did she?
No.
Okay. She never told you that Chad Daybell taught her about all of these beliefs, did she?
She did talk in the interview that she heard from Chad and Lori some of the same things that she was mentioning.
Okay. But at no time did she tell you that it was Chad Daybell who taught you about all of these unusual, all of these beliefs that she discussed with you?
Not specifically.
Okay. At some point, the interview ended. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then at some point, there was a further discussion that was off the tape, correct?
Correct.
And in all respect to you, officer, you contacted me and told me about that openly, did you not?
I did.
You discussed with me that upon review and being received a subpoena from my office, you discovered that there was a portion of that interview that was not properly recorded, correct?
Correct.
You didn't anticipate that Ms. Gibb would continue to talk to you after the recording was pushed off, did you?
Correct.
Okay. And what was the topic of that discussion?
After the interview was done, it was more because I was curious, her talking about the scale of light and dark. Discussion. I believe she mentioned that I was nice, that I was a good person. And so I just asked the question, what did she believe on the scale? Where would she rate me?
And did she respond to you?
She did.
What did she say?
She stated that I was on the light side, that I was so light that I was given this light aura.
And was that something that that she made it, she didn't tell you that was Chad Daybell told her how to do that, did she?
No, she did not.
She did that on her own initiative, is that right?
Objection, misstates the evidence.
World.
I have nothing else, Judge, thank you.
All right. All right, Ms. Beatty, when you're ready, cross-examination.
Thank you, Your Honor. During your interview with Melanie Gibb, did she ever tell you that she created this belief system that Lori and Chad also adhered to?
No, she did not.
In fact, did she not tell you that she met Chad through Lori and that she was a follower of some of their teachings?
Yes.
Didn't she tell you that Chad would tell Lori about these ideas and that Lori would then convey them to her?
Yes.
So isn't it fair to say that many of these ideas, whether or not Melanie Gibb adhered to them, did in fact come from Chad Daybell?
Judge, objection, speculation.
Your Honor, it goes straight to...
It's overruled, Ms. Beatty.
You may answer.
Yes, I believe so.
Nope.
Okay. Includes cross. Any redirect, Mr. Pryor?
No, Judge. This witness may be excused from the defense. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you for coming in and testifying. I don't believe he'll remain under any subpoena, will he?
No, Judge. Not from my office.
In the state?
He's released by the state.
Okay. Thank you for appearing. Thank you, Your Honor. You may call your next witness, Mr. Pryor.
Judge, may I approach again to the podium?
Yes.
We would call Rick Schmidt.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay, before we begin with testimony again, I'll ask this witness as well. Do you have a particular title you go by, agent, officer, et cetera?
Rick Schmidt.
Okay. Mr. Schmidt, then I do want to inquire, have you been observing in any way any of the trial testimony that's taken place since this case started?
This was the issue that was brought up on the sidebar earlier.
Oh, okay. And counsel, could we have a brief, quick second sidebar on that? All right, counsel, thank you for the reminder. We are going to have the jurors just quickly line up and wait out in the hallway for a moment while we take up a brief matter outside your presence, and then we'll have you return right back in for additional testimony here.
All right, please.
Thank you. Please be seated. All right, counsel, we had the jurors excused for a moment in a sidebar. I was notified there may have been an issue with some inadvertent exposure to trial testimony by this witness. We thought it was something that would best taken up outside the jurors' presence. I believe the state identified the issue, and perhaps we could just have a quick question of the witness on this, or I'll just, based on the proffer, I guess, pose the question. Mr. Schmidt, it was advised to the court that you may have overheard some trial testimony of a previous witness. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what was it that you recall hearing that was testified to in the case?
It was by Ron Arnold. He said, when Mr. Pryor asked him a question, he said, I don't know, you own the property, you tell me.
And how was it that you came about hearing that?
It was playing on a device when I came home from work and my wife was watching. And
okay. And beyond that, did you listen to or hear any other trial testimony?
No.
Okay. And certainly, I understand those things can happen. I want to make clear, I'm not saying you've done anything wrong here other than we need to get the issue out on the record before you testify. So knowing that that comment was overheard, does the defense, I'll start with you, Mr. Pryor. Do you have any questions for him in regards to what he may have heard on that?
No, none whatsoever.
All right. Does the state have any questions for the witness before we move on to that?
No.
Okay. We'll go ahead and have the jurors brought back in. I just wanted to not bring that fact up again in front of the jurors since they were instructed to disregard it previously. So the jurors can return and you can just start on with your direct at that time. Thank you, Mr. Pryor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right. Please offer the counter for you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Please be seated. All right, Mr. Pryor, if you'd like to commence with direct, you may.
Good afternoon, Mr. Schmidt.
Hi.
At some point, you were referred to as Officer Schmidt. Is that right?
Yes.
That was in June of 2019-2020?
Yes.
And which department were you with, sir?
The Rexburg Police Department.
Okay. At some point, you were assigned a task to participate in some sort of excavation shovel work on June 9th of 2020 on the Daybell property. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall testifying in a previous proceeding last April of 2023 and being asked questions about boundaries and your role in that task that you were tasked with?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall being asked about whether or not there were any boundaries given at that point when you were testifying last April of 2023?
Yes.
Do you recall what your response was?
I said there was no boundaries.
Okay. And then you were asked a question about whether or not they said, here's a shovel, go out there and find some stuff. Do you recall being asked about that as well?
Yes.
Do you recall what your response was?
Yes.
What was your response?
Something to the fact that something like that.
Okay. Would it help to refresh your recollection if I showed you something?
Yes.
Judge, may I have the, could I have the deputy provide the officer with a transcript of his testimony?
And yes, you may.
Where the asterisk is there. Just have him read it. Just the first line in the answer.
All right. So this is being proffered to refresh his recollection. Is that
correct? Yes, Judge. And officer, after you read it, then the deputy will run it back to me. He'll show you where he wants you to read. Now, officer, in that hearing back in April of 2023, you were asked just, hey, here's a shovel, go out there and find some stuff. Do you recall being asked that?
Yes.
And what was your response?
Pretty much.
Is it possible your response was yes?
Yes. Okay. Yes, pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much was in there too.
Okay. Pretty much was in there as well. Judge, I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you. Cross from the state.
Good afternoon, Mr. Schmidt.
Hi.
Do you still have that transcript up with you?
No.
You were asked about the morning or the events that took place on Chad Daybell's residence on June 9th, 2020, correct?
Yes.
And you were asked about some answers you gave in a prior evidentiary hearing.
Yes.
Judge, could we have a sidebar?
Yes. All right. Thank you. The court in a sidebar there just discussed with counsel some terminology in the questioning. There was a reference to a term evidentiary hearing made in the cross-examination. The court would instruct the jurors to disregard that term evidentiary hearing and just have a reference that a hearing took place. So, Mr. Wood, if you'd like to continue with your cross, you may.
Thank you. Mr. Schmidt, you were asked about your involvement on June 9th, 2020.
Yes.
And where were you that day?
On Chad Daybell's property.
Right. And you were asked about a couple of specific questions you were asked last year.
Yes.
Let's talk about that real quick. You were asked about boundaries.
Yes.
Do you recall what that question was in regards to?
No.
Okay. Would it refresh your memory to see a transcript of what you testified to last year?
Yes. Okay.
And if you can put that down, thank you. Do you recall, in relation to what, were you asked about boundaries?
In the search, a grid search.
All right. And do you recall what specific area you were searching or that you were asked about searching in regards to those boundaries?
Yes, the fire pit and the pet cemetery areas.
As you sit there today, do you recall there being any type of grid or boundary at those areas when you were searching?
I don't. Just right inside the fire pit and then the pet cemetery area. No specific boundaries in relation to those areas.
All right. Do you recall seeing any type of grid placed on the ground?
I don't remember that.
You were also asked about something to the effect of being handed a shovel and walking around.
Yes.
When you first arrived at Mr. Daybell's property, what was the first thing you did?
I don't recall the first thing that I did.
Okay. At any point, did you have a shovel and walk around the property?
Yes.
And was that something you were instructed to do?
Yes.
Do you recall who instructed you to do it?
I believe it was Steve Daniels.
And do you recall who Steve Daniels is?
He's FBI. He's with the forensic. I think he was in charge of the scene that day.
So, in fact, weren't you told before the search really got going in any specific areas to look around the property and see if you saw anything irregular?
Judge, objection goes beyond the scope of direct.
Overruled.
Yes.
And were you with anyone else when you did that?
Yes.
Who were you with? Do you remember?
I remember Colin Erickson from the police department and Travis, I can't remember his last name, but he was FBI. And we were instructed to walk around the field and look for soft spots or different areas that looked different.
If I may have one moment, Your Honor.
You may.
Your Honor, I have no further questions.
All right.
Judge, there will be no further questions from the defense.
Very well. That'll conclude your testimony then, Mr. Schmidt. Was either side intending to have him held under subpoena until the trial's done?
Not from the defense, Judge. Thank you.
Not from the state.
Okay. Then you're released from the subpoena. Thank you for coming in and testifying today. You're welcome. All right, Mr. Pryor, as I understand it, based on discussions we've had, the defense is not prepared with another witness this afternoon. Is that correct?
Judge, because of the travel, some of my experts will not be available until 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, if that's where we stand, then we're going to need to go ahead and recess for the day. We'll continue from the court side of things, working on other administrative issues as we get towards the conclusion of this trial. I do want to let the jury know we're certainly mindful of your time and doing our best to get productive days in for you, to not extend things out unnecessarily in a trial of this length. It can be difficult given the timing of scheduling things months and months in advance. So we're doing our best here, but we are going to go ahead and recess for the day, and we'll continue again in the morning then with another defense witness at 8:30. Thank you for your attentiveness today. As you break for the day, please follow the continuing instruction of the court to not discuss the case amongst yourselves or with anyone else. Please don't do anything to investigate the case or follow any media that you see on the case. And we will see you here tomorrow morning for additional evidence, and we will be in recess.
All right, please.
All right. Thanks, everyone in attendance today, for complying with the courtroom conduct order, and we'll be in recess.
Please grab all of your belongings. If you have that.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.